Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Tribune Publishing was hit by a malware attack that disrupted printing of several newspapers last weekend. Staff at the LA Times and San Diego Union-Tribune became aware of the problems late last Thursday night when files couldn't be accessed for printing and editors were getting locked out of accessing ads. As a result, the two publications were significantly delayed, with up to 90% of Union-Tribune subscribers not receiving a morning paper. Publication of other papers were also affected, including the South Florida Sun-Sentinel and the West Coast editions of the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. Tribune stated that all markets were affected by the malware, but that no customer data was compromised. The LA Times reports that inside sources say the attack appears to be a form of the Ryuk ransomware. The Federal Communication Commission announced it will begin suspending operations as of January 3rd if the U.S. government shutdown is not resolved. Work required for the protection of life and property, spectrum auctions, and the Office of the Inspector General will remain in operation. However, consumer complaint phone lines, consumer protection and competition enforcement, licensing services, radio spectrum management, and equipment authorizations will all be suspended during the shutdown. Ars Technica reports on a paper published in the journal PLOS ONE showing that Facebook users on average say they would have to be paid more than $1,000 a year to stop using Facebook. Respondents were trained with questions that had real-world consequences, like being paid to give up shoes. They also used second-price auction to keep amounts realistic. And respondents really did have to quit Facebook for up to a week and were paid for doing so. Roku announced it will offer premium video channel add-ons to its free Roku channel. Offerings will include Showtime, Stars, and Noggin. The Roku channel streaming service and any add-ons you buy will also be available in the Roku mobile app. In a letter to investors, Apple CEO Tim Cook said the company had lowered its Q1 guidance to $84 billion, down from a range of $89 billion to $93 billion. Cook said multiple factors led to lowered guidance, a weakening economy in China, and lower than expected iPhone revenue, primarily in Greater China. In an interview with CNBC, Cook said, "It's clear that the economy began to slow there in the second half, and what I believe to be the case is the trade tensions between the United States and China put additional pressure on their economy." Apple also says iPhone upgrades in other countries were not as strong as they thought they would be due to fewer carrier subsidies, price increases based on the strength of the U.S. dollar, and cheaper battery replacements. Netflix hired Spencer Neumann as its chief financial officer. In completely related news, Activision Blizzard fired Neumann as their CFO on Monday, which a source tells CNBC was because he was pursuing another job, I'm assuming Netflix. Neumann will replace David Wells, who announced he was leaving Netflix back in August. Anonymous actors published on Twitter hundreds of documents of German politicians, celebrities, and journalists, including financial information, addresses, personal letters, copies of identity cards, and more. It is unclear if the information was leaked or obtained through a breach or phishing. Members of all political parties, except for AfD, were affected. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among the victims, though documents related to her were not considered sensitive. Germany's cyber defense body, BSI, met to coordinate federal agencies' response. And we had a trio of Microsoft news to finish out the week. ZDNet's Mary Jo Foley reports Microsoft is working on a project codenamed Bali that lets users control data collected about them, similar to MIT's Solid. Bali is in its initial private testing stage, helping users aggregate personal information from various websites and view it. Meanwhile, NetApplications estimates that Windows 10 held 39.22% of desktop OS market share in December, while Windows 7 finally fell to second place with 36.9%. Just remember, extended security updates for Windows 7 ends January 2020. And Microsoft added new bundles for business users. Microsoft 365 Identity and Threat Protection package includes Microsoft Threat Protection plus Microsoft Cloud App Security and Azure Active Directory for $12 per user per month. Meanwhile, Microsoft 365 Information Protection and Compliance package includes Office 365 Advanced Compliance and Azure Information Protection Services, all for $10 per user per month. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.